are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
Hello, you are listening to All Skins Everything.
Hello there, sir. Continue.
Say hello. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your hosts are me, Will, Ray, and Wally.
How you doing?
Somebody cue Adele.
Hello.
Hello.
It's me.
It's me.
What's happening, fellas?
What's going on, man?
Not much,
man.
We're
back after a layoff. Uncle Tawo was gone. Sorry. What was his name?
Oh.
Tawo.
Sorry. No, you all good, right? Anyway. Hey, Will, how do we usually do things, man?
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
We're just going to have one segment this week of All Skins Everything. We'll have Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the show to talk about the Redskins free agency moves or lack thereof. No, because they really haven't made big moves. Like, you would think back in the day, they made like 100 different signings.
They would have signed Donnell Dockett. And they signed Malcolm Butler.
Why'd you say Donnell Dockett, though?
I
feel like there's a story.
They signed Deion. They signed Jesse Armstead. They always signed has-beens. You know,
let me ask you this as a fan.
Stubblefield.
Which method do you prefer? Do you prefer the...
Man, you want to know the truth?
Go out and spend and get everything, or do you prefer the let's be...
One go, but again, when you get draft picks and you can build upon that in return, and considering you lost one of your top DBs in the beginning of the offseason, I think it's a good move for the Redskins, period.
And then also with Breland signing a contract with the Panthers, but that contract being voided, then you also have Kendall Fuller being traded away, then you also have Sua Cravens being traded away. How do you feel about the direction of the organization? Because to me, it seems like they're giving up on a lot of young talent while also bringing in some moderately priced veterans who may or may not be better than some of that homegrown talent.
Our players didn't get us to the Super Bowl. So I think it's very important, if you're the general manager and the coaches and everybody, that you shake up things a bit. I mean, yeah, everybody's hype about Kirk Cousins and his stats. But at the end of the day, the Redskins didn't win with Kirk Cousins. They went to one playoff series, and that was it.
Well,
the same deal with RG3. They only went to one. So, in my eyes, him and RG3, they leave pretty much the same. The difference is RG3 left with Rookie of the Year.
Well, let me counter your point with this argument. Okay, we could say that they didn't win with the players that they were trying to build in house, but we've kind of seen this formula before. Now, it isn't gone to the extent of overpaying free agents, but we've seen when there's been a mass influx of free agents from other organizations come here, they haven't exactly been very successful with that formula either. I don't get a sense of direction or a long-term strategy for this organization. You know, it seems like, all right, when Daniel Snyder and Vinny Serrato were running things, it was let's go out and spend, let's trade.
It's a good question, a very good question. But sometimes, you know, organizations, they listen to media. You know, they kind of listen to different reports and scouts. And people have different opinions about different players. You know, somebody might like vanilla, and this person might like strawberry. You know, and that's kind of what it comes down to a lot of times with the scouts. You know, it just depends on what their flavor is, what they like. Some of them might not want to get involved with a guy like Sue because it's just too much. You know, you kind of have to. You know, he doesn't like training with your team during the off season. You know. He likes to train in his own special facilities, and a lot of organizations, you know, are kind of shying away from guys that feel like they can't work out with their teammates during the offseason, you know? Because, you know, I guess the coaches and the strength and conditioning coaches, they want to kind of have their eyes and, you know, they want to contribute so they can keep their jobs and say they, you know, they help this player improve or got stronger or got faster. But, you know, when you got guys that kind of have this independent thought, a lot of times organizations, you know, they're kind of steering away from players like that.
So how would you grade this offseason for the Washington Redskins?
I would give it a B. And the only reason I'm saying that, again, we're going back to they re-signed Zach Brown, who was very important, I think, last season. And the fact that they were able to get a quarterback out of the situation and not have to be forced to draft one of the younger quarterbacks as your option to get Alex Smith, to make a trade to get Alex Smith, who has a very high winning percentage and has a history of winning. And leading teams to the playoffs and just getting in the playoffs and winning. I mean, all of that is important, and being able to kind of.